This next story is about what happens when a musician falls out of and then into love with two very different styles of music. The musician in question is a guitarist named Marty Friedman. He's got a new album out called Inferno. But before we go any further, a warning. This story features music rarely heard on public radio. NPR's Chris Benderev reports.
In the 1990s, this was Marty Friedman's gig, and it was a good one. He was the guitarist for the band Megadeth, one of the gods of thrash metal. And keep in mind, this is when thrash metal bands still got booked on TV shows everyone watches, like Letterman. The bassist for Megadeth, David Ellefson, he says Marty Friedman totally fit the part. That absurdly long hair and those absurdly fast fingers.
He just had the right spirit and the right look and the right heart, and it was like, wow, this guy's like a real metal guitar player, and he's also a real shredder.
But as the 90s went on, Marty Friedman stopped caring about metal, the music that had made him a star. This Megadeth classic, for instance, totally bored him.
And the melodies, it's like kind of the same thing over and over again.
So we were very much a divided band, and it was, you could feel it on the tour bus, you could feel it when we were in the studio, and it was really, 1999 was a very long, painful year.
I'd go play the show at night with Megadeth. I'm like, you know what? What I'm listening to is just so much more exciting than what I'm actually playing as my gig.
So Marty Friedman quit his gig to make the music that excited him, which sounded like this. See, Marty Friedman had spent the late 90s immersing himself in Japanese pop music, which most people call J-pop. He'd taught himself Japanese. He'd flown to Tokyo to make record deals.
I went over there and negotiated all my contracts in Japanese. And so,
by yourself?
By myself, yeah. It didn't have a lawyer or anything.
He did all that, he says, because the music just spoke to him.
And this is one of the big songs that got me hooked on it.
How this song hooked one of the most respected guitarists in heavy metal? That just did not make sense to me. But Marty Friedman had a surprising explanation. Compared to that simple, repetitive Megadeth song we heard before, he says J-pop is musically much more daring.
That line right there that we're talking over right now is a strange, chromatic, dissonant-sounding thing. Then it gets to the chorus, and it's a whole different key from what we've heard before. This already in 10 seconds, we've done a bunch of insane musical things. And yet, it all sounds like fun and happiness. And particularly in America, there's not a whole lot of happy music going on, especially in the heavy metal world where everybody's just trying to out-lame each other, you know, with darkness and monsters and crap like that.
In 2003, Marty Friedman moved permanently to Japan, and the J-pop scene welcomed him. He was still shredding on his guitar, but now he was accompanying Japanese pop, country, and rock stars. He started writing a weekly opinion column on J-pop. Over the years, Marty Friedman says he's appeared on over 600 TV shows, movies, and ads. Here he is as a judge on Japan's version of American Idol, called Uta Star.
I just turned up the TV and I saw him. I was like, oh my God, it's Marty Friedman.
Satsuki Higuri lives in Tokyo and was a Megadeth fan when she was younger, so she was not expecting Marty Friedman to become this sort of low-level Ryan Seacrest for Japan. But now, she says you could walk into any busy part of Tokyo packed with young people, and about three-quarters of them will know who Marty Friedman is. And here's maybe the strangest part of the Marty Friedman story. After 14 years away from Megadeth, he feels he's finally established the new Marty Friedman, enough to reward those old fans, the ones who still beg him to come back to Megadeth. He's not rejoining the band, but his latest album?
It's by far the most intense, sickest album I've ever done.
A musician, he says, can be two very different things at the same time. He never stopped being a real shredder. Chris Benderev, NPR News.